This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on the morning shift. Sometimes we come back and then we're
everybody's
talking about something else right on, you know?
Everybody's just checking.
Oh, I didn't, get to look at mine. Let me do that while Bo's looking at some people's PDA on the on the interwebs.
Oh, it's not. I'm not a big PDA guy. I'm thinking put it out there. But what's funny is people you don't expect to post PDA on like Instagram. You're like,
fall in love, man. You know what I mean?
I'm happy for those people. Yeah. I'm happy for everybody.
I'm with you though. I don't know.
I just didn't expect it. Like I didn't know. All right, I'll put it out there. It's on Instagram. I didn't expect to open my Instagram.
Don't call them.
And the first thing be a Falcons offensive lineman kissing their wife in a river waterfall thing.
He loves his wife. He loves life.
Okay, here's the deal. I have no issues with any of it. It was just unexpected, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like getting in, you know, opening your messages and being blown up by the same person for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 years is a long time. Yeah,
with no response.
You know what? Keep talking about how many messages. There should also be a timeline of events here, you know, where you talk about, hey, if it's three messages, but it's over the course of 2 years, maybe it's not quite as bad.
That's not as bad.
Yeah, as if it's two messages in 2 hours or three messages in 2 hours.
There's different playing fields. It's a good
point. I do want to go back a little bit, too. I want to cover, because you were kind of still answering some of the questions about Kirk Cousins' character and how there's certain Falcons fans that don't like him and whether or not, you know, that will change after the Netflix show or will it get worse. And, you know, there's people that think he puts on a facade and is a little bit fake in the way he faces the camera and the media and where, you know, he's really just, you know, kind of out for himself or whatever. And I think there's been some interesting thought on that. And you mentioned the fact that you've seen things that aren't in the media that leads you to believe that he's genuinely a nice guy. And maybe that will shine through, I guess, in this Netflix special.
Maybe. I do know that some of the things I'm talking about are off the record things that there are no cameras around, and I would never say what it was, but because it's not fair to him, or anyone involved in the situation. But it was nothing. It was just one of those things where you see interactions and you know that people are real and not. And it's I think there is being a tell told kind of now by fans have it in their head because they don't like the way they've been treated. And I understand it's personal. And I take things personal too. There are coaches in the NFL that I don't like because of how they've treated Falcons, the teams, and how they run at the score. They've, you know, made chokes on Sean Payton. and I don't like them for that reason. I hold it, and it's personal. Now, I should probably take it back a little bit because he did let me, you know, he did stop and let me walk.
He heeded to your advances in the hallway.
Yeah, and you know, he knew better. He knew what Squid Nation was walking through, but I kid.
Please.
But, you know, it made me think a little bit, well, okay, maybe I'm a little wrong. But my point is that, you know, because Kirk Cousins didn't handle the situation like we think he should have handled it, doesn't mean he's a fraud and doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Kirk Cousins did what I think most anyone would do in a business setting, is they took care of themselves first.
Numero uno.
I have been in interactions with people in this radio station where I've talked with them before, and we were talking one-on-one. I said, don't ever put me in a situation where I have to choose between you or me.
Yeah,
because I'm not picking you.
I think it comes out to – you and I had this conversation like a year and a half ago on the show. We were talking about how, you know, some people live their life, and I treat others, you know, where they want to treat others, how they're treated. And I don't live by that necessarily. Just to my one of my core values is not treat others how you want, you know, how they treat you. I always try to treat others how they, you know, how I would like to be treated. That's one of my values. But I think that I bring that up because I think a lot of people lose the Kirk Cousins perspective in this entire storyline. He's treating the Falcons the way the Falcons treated him as a business maneuver. They signed him to a 4-year contract with all the money in the first 2 years, and then they drafted his successor right afterwards. And so if you're upset with Kirk because he's putting himself number one, I understand it.
Good point.
But the Falcons aren't without fault in this too. And I think that I have to, you know, I have to keep reminding myself to bring that up when I get upset with Kirk Cousins for some of the things he said. I'm like, you know what? They put themselves in this boat as well. They hitched their wagon to him, and now he's the one looking for another team.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not upset with anybody, but you make a good point that hasn't been brought up enough. And that, like with anything, and like you would tell anybody, it's business, right? Everything's business at the end of the day. And as long as it's not hurting maybe other people, you're going to look out for yourself. And so,
again, if you live by the value, treat others the way that they treat you, then I think that's something you have to look at if you have a problem with
Cousins. Also, NFL-wise, right, I hate to use the you know, cliche thing, but not for long. Like, you don't know how long you're going to have, so you only have a limited amount of time to maximize on the amount of money that you can make given your, you know, God-given talent. So take care of what you need to do.
I told a former Brave this when right before they signed. We were talking off the record, and they were a free agent, and they had a big they were going to get big money here and somewhere else, and more somewhere else. And I was talking about it, and I was like, man, I'm a lifelong fan. Blah, blah. We talked, and I was just open. I said, but you got the winning lottery ticket. Cash it in. And that's what these athletes are doing. They don't think they're not working their butts off for it, but they also were given talent that that
allows them to be able to make that kind of money doing what they do.
Yeah. And I think that the thing that's biggest thing for me is when I got in this business, the biggest eye opener, probably other than the fact that the guys in the locker room and the coaches and the gym, they're just people like us that just have those talents and that are at a higher level. But this is a business, and everyone in it is treating it that way. But as a fan and a diehard fan of many different sports, I am emotionally invested, whereas it's a different emotion than they have. Yes, they are emotionally invested as well because of the effort and the work and their livelihood in it. But for me, you never think about the player side of it or the coach side of it or any of that. But all said and done, it's easy to sit at your TV and scream because it's almost like you're watching a TV show. But that's their lives, and that's their livelihood, and so it's different. And so you do things when you're in your job, you do things because it's an instinct of survival, right? It's different. So I try to look at it both ways. I try to have that mindset when I talk about things, and not just the fan and not just the business part, but a mixture. And it's hard.
It is hard. Well, let's look ahead to what could be coming the Falcons' way via the draft now that they have made some moves, signing a couple new additions. So reportedly, according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the team is signing safety Jordan Fuller, who was most recently with the Panthers, but also most of his career he spent with the LA Rams.
I think And I keep using the term thrifting. I'm going to continue to use that until there's something that causes me to believe that it's not thrifting. And I think Falcons fans are kind of waiting on the next big move. I don't know that there's one coming. I know we've talked about Trey Hendrickson until we're blue in the face, and you know the reports are that they're working on a deal with him. I don't know, man. I just know that you would do whatever's necessary to bring a guy like that in my opinion. But we're thrifting, and we've added these short, one-year, small-salary guys at all levels of the defense, and we've tried to plug holes. We've got our thumb in the hole. We are attempting to patchwork a defense that we don't know how it's going to be good this year because it wasn't very good last year, and that's frustrating.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think one of the things that helps is getting more of your players in here, like Floyd and Fuller and that kind of thing. But the next big move for me for this team will be a restructure or an extension or something like that. Now, all that said, none of what they have done with this defense has made me think they're not drafting a certain position in the first round. I think Malachi starts or Emmanuel Wari are still on the board at safety. Jay Barron and Will Johnson are still on the board. I think Jihad Campbell is still on the board at linebacker. I also think Mike Green and Mikael Williams and
Shamar Stewart,
Nick Skowerton. I think all those guys are still on the board. Walter Nolan. They need guys everywhere, and they need depth. And they've also told you, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's an excuse or not, the proof is in the pudding that they will pick their favorite player no matter what, or their best player no matter what, especially in the first round. And that means that you can't take any move done in this offseason as a precursor to what they will do.
First round game's actually underway today. They'll get going for March Madness, the NCAA tournament, the Dogs playing Gonzaga, and we've got a Life of Squid just ahead of us.
Yeah, what? Oh, I did it. I said, yeah. Barely said it, but I said it.
Yeah.
What player could be drafted by an NFC South rival that might scare you a little bit?
Mm-mm.